It's Border Crossings with Larry London from BOA Music Mix.
Hello, welcome to your request stop for Border Crossings. We've got an hour of music to play and a couple of CDs to give away here on The Voice of America. So I'm glad you're with us for this Wednesday. I'm Larry London. Erica is her name. I don't think it's Badu, but Erica is in Ethiopia, and she phoned us up and asked us to play this song, which we begin today's show with. Michael Jackson and Justin Timberlake working together before Michael's death. And this song is called Love Never Felt So Good on Border Crossings.
Dance. Let me see you move. Come on. Let me see you move.
Crossings, Michael Jackson, Justin Timberlake, Love Never Felt So Good, Erica in Ethiopia's request to get us started today. Michael Jackson had approached Justin Timberlake a number of times to work with him over the years, and Justin was always busy with other projects, but it was even Michael who said to Justin, you should leave NSYNC. You should think about that because you're huge. And Justin at that time was saying, I'm thinking about it. I don't know. And then he released Sexy Back, and no one took him seriously. They said, are you kidding me? That's your first solo effort? Sexy Back? After leaving NSYNC? No one believed him. But look at what happened. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and welcome to our show. Welcome to a Wednesday. We got requests, we got dedications, we've got CDs to give away, and we're also celebrating World Toilet Day. I'm not kidding. I don't make this stuff up. And this is not just something that somebody dreamed up. This is from the United Nations. Today is World Toilet Day. And I'm sure it's a serious issue, because I'm reading all of the briefing that was done by the UN Deputy Secretary General, and I'm reading this information and statistics and talking about, the billions of people worldwide affected by the use or the lack of toilets for use, and the sanitation issues that this situation has created worldwide, and the health factors involved with the lack of proper sanitation. So it is a serious issue, but, World Toilet Day today, Border Crossings. And if you'd like to join us on the phone, we're going to go from toilets to the phone. If you'd like to call on the phone, you can dial 202-619-2077. Again, our phone number to the studios is 202-619-2077. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to twitter.com and send a tweet to BCVOA or facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And no matter what you do, don't forget to flush. All right, here's a request on Border Crossings. This is Whitney Houston for Jesse Ellie Parker, who requested any Whitney Houston song on Facebook. So we picked this one, a beautiful song called I Have Nothing. And I hope you enjoy it here on The Voice of America.
Much further, I don't wanna have to go. Yo, what's up? This is Usher, and you're listening to Larry London on VOA Border Crossing. Yeah, man.
I can't win, I can't reign, I will never win this game without you, without you, without you, without you, without you, without you. I am lost, I am vain, I will never be the same without you, without you, without you, without you.
Crossings and Usher working with David Guetta, a couple of very talented guys. David Guetta recently announced the end of his marriage, and he was married 22 years to the same woman. And they have just recently decided to call it a day. And so David has said that his next album that's coming out is going to be very personal and filled with a lot of pain because of his personal life and because of the situation that he's dealing with these days. But he does have a new album coming out, and Usher is on tour for his new album. The album is called You Are, as for Usher Raymond, and Usher's on his You Are Experience tour right now. George Wambayi, who's a longtime listener to the show in Kenya, reached out to us to make that request on Border Crossings Without You, and he asked for 10 calendars. So we'll be sure and get those to you, because I know that you'll put them to good use. This is, probably fill up a few holes on the wall at home. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Phones are open, 202-619-2077. If you want to reach out and talk to us, we'd like to hear from you, 202-619-2077, the phone number for you to call while we're here this hour. Tomorrow we have an interview scheduled, not on the live show, but we're going to tape an interview with Wyclef, who is involved with a new charity called Red through Coca-Cola. And we'll be talking to him about that, the charity involvement, what he's doing, why he's recorded a new song with Avicii, and what's going on in his career. But as we all know, Wyclef has also been very, very involved with his country Haiti since the earthquake and the tragedy, trying to rebuild Haiti. So maybe we'll be able to find out from him how Haiti's doing these days and what's going on in Haiti. And I know that they tried a Fuji reunion, you know, Wyclef and Lauryn Hill. Didn't work out. And he has also publicly said Lauryn Hill, this is his words now, not mine. I'm quoting Wyclef. Lauryn Hill is crazy. So I'm going to ask Wyclef why he said that. And we'll see if we can get an answer out of him. So Wyclef will join us on the show very, very soon. We'll have Wyclef Jean on Border Crossings. We'll tape that interview tomorrow and bring it to you very soon. Also today, this afternoon on the show, we're taping an interview with a teenager, a young girl who is in country music and pop music, and she's been visiting high schools around the country. In fact, I was looking at her schedule, and I'm just amazed, 250 high schools. This girl is stopping to talk about bullying and her music. She's going to three schools a day, 4 days a week. And she's doing this while she's maintaining her own studies. So her name is Lizzie Sider, and she will be joining us on Border Crossings also in the days ahead to talk about her new album and her anti-bullying campaign and the reason behind it. All right, moving along. Hello, Ghana, and hello, Enoch Amofa. This is Border Crossings, and here is your request from Sarah Evans, A Little Bit Stronger.
Woke up late today, and I still feel the sting of the pain, but I brush my teeth anyway. I got dressed through the mess and put a smile on my face. I got a little bit stronger. Riding in the car to work, and I'm trying to ignore the hurt, so I turned on the radio. Stupid song made me think of you. I listened to it for a minute, but then I changed it. I'm getting a little bit stronger, just a little bit.
I get a little bit. and said, well, baby, your song, you made me want to roll my window down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit. But look a hell of a lot better with you up and in. So, baby, your song, you made me want to roll my window down and cruise. Yeah, she was sipping on Southern and singing Marshall Tucker. We were falling in love in the sweetheart of summer. She hopped right up into the cab of my truck and said, fire it up, let's go get this thing stuck. Baby, you a song, you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise. Down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you. In this brand new Chevy with a lift kit, would look a hell of a lot better with you up and in. So baby, you a song, you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise. When that summer sun fell to his knees, I looked at her and she looked at me. And strummed a couple chords and sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head. Baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise. Down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you.
Crossings and Florida, Georgia Line, and what a huge hit Cruise has been on the pop charts, country charts for Florida, Georgia Line. Sierra Leone requested that song. Idrissa Mombi, who is listening to our show. They've been out promoting their latest album, Anything Goes, and doing very well with their latest single, Sundays. And I know that Tyler Hubbard of the band recently got engaged. And he got himself some new tattoos. In fact, I saw a photo. He's got this gigantic tattoo on his rib cage. I don't know what possessed him to do that, but he just wanted to go out and get another tattoo. And those guys are out on tour promoting their new album. And their popularity is continuing to soar. Thank you very much for joining us here on Border Crossings. This is Larry London, and you've got the program that puts you in touch with your favorite music by request or dedication. All you have to do is reach out to us. You can call in to 202-619-2077. Again, it's 202-619-2077. And you can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to twitter.com, send us a tweet. #BCVOA, or go to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London and join us on Facebook. And this morning I put up a couple of new things on Facebook that I think are kind of interesting. And you might want to check this out. First of all, I put up a video from a Chinese recording artist. And it's a song that's called Chick Chick. And at least in China, they are saying that this is the next Gangnam Style. This is going to be the next huge viral video that's going to just blow up on the internet. Just like Gangnam Style, which already has 1.5 billion views. It's the most viewed video on the internet, Gangnam Style. I've just put this out, Chick Chick. And I think it's a lot of fun, so you should check that out. And just below it, I put something up yesterday, very cute. Very, very cute. you know, you got to love kids and anything that has to do with kids. And what better than having a couple of four-year-olds sing the song Let It Go from the film Frozen. So this is a video that was posted recently featuring a little couple little girls, Maddie and Zoe, who are only four. They're five now, but they were four then. And they posted their version of Let It Go, Let It Go. It's on our Facebook page. So check out both of these. The views on these are both in the millions. They're one of the hottest viral videos out right now. And they're right there for you at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Up next, Samuel Bossman Ageyi in Ghana wrote in to request this next song from Katy Perry. And this song's won all kinds of awards for her. Most recently in MTV Europe in Scotland, it won an award. So here's Katy Perry. This is called Dark Horse.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Katy Perry, Juicy J. Let's rage.
I knew you were. You were gonna come to me.
And here you are.
But you better choose carefully.
Capable
of anything, of anything, and everything.
Make me your Aphrodite, make me your one and only.
Don't
make me your enemy, your enemy, your enemy.
So you wanna play with magic, boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare?
Mark my words,
this love will make you levitate.
Like a bird,
like a bird without a cage.
Return to earth,
if you choose to walk away, don't walk away. It's in the palm of your hand now, baby. It's a yes or a no, no maybe.
So just be sure.
She's a beast, I call her karma. She eats your heart out like Jeffrey Dahmer. Be careful, try not to lead her on. Shawty heart is on steroids cause her love is so strong. You may fall in love when you meet her. If you get the chance, you better keep her. She's sweet as pie, but if you break her heart, she turns cold as a freezer. That fairy tale ending with a knight in shiny armor. She can be my sleeping beauty, I'm gonna put her in a coma. Damn, I think I love her. Shot it so bad, I sprung and I don't care. She rap me like a roller coaster, turned the bedroom into a fair. Her love is like a drug, I was trying to hit it and quit it. But little mama so dope, I messed around and got addicted.
Thank you.
Crossings and Elijah and Sierra Leone. I bet you were bouncing around the house while you were listening to that song, Lucky Dubé, and It's Not Easy on Border Crossings. Nothing's easy. Nothing good is easy. That's what I always tell my 15-year-old daughter. There's no shortcut to success. Nothing good comes easy in life. You got to work hard for everything you get. And speaking of Dubés and Doobies and marijuana and reggae, I want to combine all this together because there is a news story that came out this morning. I read it in the Washington Post, in the newspaper here in D.C., the Washington Post, and it's also been talked about on CNN, in the money section of CNN, that now that there is a movement in the United States to legalize medical marijuana, and in several states, including Colorado, it has passed, and become legally acceptable. And maybe even in D.C. I don't know. That's on the table right now. But there's a company that has been consulting with the Marley family, and specifically Sadella, Bob's daughter, who's involved with this project, to create a Bob Marley-endorsed marijuana. And it's called Marley Natural, and it's going to go on sale in 2015. And Bob Marley was a big advocate about the benefits of marijuana before his death in 1981. So, yeah, it makes sense. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. I'd like to say hello to Zoxy, to A Honey, Ed, Annalie, Kingboy, Jahangir, Mino, and everybody else on Facebook, including Swabra, who wrote in to say something very nice. Swabra said, "You know, Larry, I lost a friend because of you." And I said, "Why did you lose a friend? Explain." So Swabra went on to say, "I just recently told my friend Jessica about your program, and she's mad at me because I waited a year to tell her." So, well, anyway, thank you, Swabra, for the nice words, and welcome on board, Jessica, to Border Crossings. All right, Frederick Akwufo is listening to us in Ghana and wants this instrumental song, which takes us back to the 60s, and a very recognizable piece of music from Hugh Masekela. And this is called Grazing in the Grass on Border Crossings.
This is Vanessa Hudgens, and you are listening to Larry London.
You are fine, you are sweet, but I'm still a bit naive with my heart. When you're close, I don't breathe, I can't find no words to speak, I feel sparks. But I don't wanna start seeing. If I can be your only one, so tell
Crossings. Remember her from High School Musical, Vanessa Hudgens. She has come a long, long, long way. She made a film with Selena Gomez, Spring Breakers, and she's done a few other films. She played a prostitute. She played a homeless person. She's done a whole bunch of stuff. And her career still hasn't really taken off. I mean, if you look at Selena Gomez, she's, you know, huge these days. And Vanessa, for some reason, you know, I don't know what it is, but she's a lovely girl. I had her on Border Crossings. When High School Musical came to D.C. on tour a number of years ago. But she's a part Filipina and a very beautiful, lovely, talented young lady. Vanessa Hudgens, by request for Edwin L. Grande. Listening to Border Crossings, and I had a grande latte today before I came into work. But different than an Edwin L. Grande and an Ariana Grande. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings. I'm glad you're with us. All right. I want to also say hello to Ajak Atakasik, who checked in with us to say, how you doing? How you doing? I'm doing okay, and thanks for checking in and asking. What we're going to do now is give away a couple of CDs. We've been doing this for the last few weeks. This is the last week we're going to do this giveaway. It's a random selection for the 1989 album from Taylor Swift and the Now 52 CD. Filled with hits. I'm telling you what, if you want to get one CD that's got all the hits, the Now 52 CD is it. Today's lucky listener of the day is Kaharazi in Ghana. Hey, Kaharazi in Ghana, congratulations to you. You are the winner, you are the listener of the day, and you are smooth. It's Carlos Santana with Rob Thomas here on Border Crossings.
let's forget about it.
Crossings and Smooth Santana. Rob Thomas won a couple of Grammys for that song, and that is for Kaharazi, our winner, listener of the day today. I'd like to say hello to a bunch of new friends on Facebook: Suleiman Masoyi, Edson Bados, Mikia Sabera, David is listening, Yohi Abiadis, Antone Bizualem, Iriakun Minda is a new family member, so welcome to the show, Minda. Mark Cobby, Mame Yemusa, Mercy Jan Smoke, and Michelle Gutenstein Heinz is also with us now. Sounds a little German there. She's got the British flag behind her, Michelle. So welcome to our program, Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. And we've got some more music to play tomorrow as we inch our way closer and closer to the end of the week. And I got some news for you, which I'll be talking about in the next couple of days. Some interesting news. Mary Morningstar is leaving. And I will tell you all about that tomorrow on the program, so make sure you tune in. Mary, who's been with Border Crossings about 62 years now, she is leaving Border Crossings and leaving the Voice of America. We've lost Yvonne, we've lost Doug, we've lost Margot, we've lost Bernie, we've lost... the list goes on and on and on. So many people have left VOA and retired in the last couple of years alone. And now it's Mary Morningstar's turn. I'll talk about that tomorrow. I will tell you more, so be sure you come back to Border Crossings to hear about that. Maybe we'll get Mary on the show, and she'll tell us why she's leaving and what she's going to be doing, because she's only 28 years old. So you're way too young to retire. Anyway, thank you, Rob, for your hard work today, and Mary and Vince and you for joining us on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. We'll be back tomorrow with more at 1500 Universal here on the VOA1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.